So one day I went, I told my wife, I said, here's what I'm going to do. I said, this is my cutoff. I said, I'll pay this much for it. If they take it, I'll buy it. If they don't, I won't. I offered it, they took it. I got a cabin sitting on a hill overlooking a pond on 6.5 acres of land. You know, I said that prayer 20 years ago. You know, that might not seem like much to y'all. But that's a prayer God answered for me. And I, Eric, listen, you still struggle. But it feels so good when God answers prayers in your life. And, you know, God's blessing. Y'all, people ain't gonna understand what I'm saying, but God's blessed. Now, I love it too. And y'all don't realize, there was a time in my life that I lost a marriage, and I couldn't hunt a lot. And I told myself that day, I said, look, I would never allow, if coon hunt caused me to lose this marriage, I would never allow it to happen again. I sold every dog I had, and I quit. As life went on, God showed me that there was nothing wrong with my coon hunt. And I slowly started back. But then, God started allowing me to use my coon hunt to reach other folks for Christ. Me and my brother today, no matter where we go in this country, I can go from here to Illinois, and they're going to ask me to pray. Because the people, the coon hunters know how we stand on the Bible, how we stand for the Lord. Anywhere we go, they're going to ask us to pray. But I told you about 2 weeks before Brother Joey asked me to do this, God laid something on my heart. I was sitting over here on the Sardis Church Road. Some of y'all might not know where that's at, but it's where our church used to be years ago. And I turned my dogs loose down the creek. And they got in there, and they would run the coon, and I thought they had the coon tree, you know. I got in there, and where we were at, the creek was cold. The water had peed out from under the bank. And the trees that they were treeing on had failed in the water. But the coon wasn't there. He had went crossed out, and was gone. But the dogs didn't know that. I'm going to stop the story right there. But I'm going to finish that meeting. I'm going to tell you, when God showed me that night, Saturday, I got excited about what he was telling me. And Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8, it says, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. For her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. You know, take a tree. A tree can't heal where it's planted. They don't plant. this story is the woman of Samaria. Jesus has stopped at the well. The disciples have gone in to get meat. And chapter 4, verse 7 says this: "There cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away to the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman said unto her, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. The well is deep. From which then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us a well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." Now, the living water. Who is the living water?
Jesus Christ.
Like I told you, a tree can't help where it stands or how close to the water it is. Y'all remember back last January, in the fall of last year, how dry it got? Have you noticed all the oak trees that's on the hills that have died? If you'll notice, there's oak trees that don't hardly has never died, have died. Because they wasn't around a water source. And they couldn't take the drought that was laid on them. Jeremiah 17, that first 8th verse says this. We read it a while ago. It says, "For he shall be of a tree planted by the Lord, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see heat. But her leaves shall be green, and she shall be careful in the year of drought." The closer you get to Christ, the living water, you have nothing to worry about. Your cares are gone. I ain't sitting here telling you ain't going to suffer, because you are going to suffer. You're going to have trying times on this earth, but your troubles are gone. This tree, it says the roots sprang out. What does that mean? That means that tree got a strong hold. That tree's not going nowhere. You know, I tell what I'm talking to myself. If I will get closer to that water, I will get stronger. I can't be pushed around. As long as you're standing close to Christ, as long as you get close to Him, you won't be pushed around. I ain't saying you won't have problems, but you will. Let me tell you what happened that night. I'm sitting there.